Congolese government is a complex arrangement. We are in a situation where, you know, like you're saying, several stakeholders would want to see the outstanding issues being resolved, including Mr. Tsvangirai himself and his party, the MDC. But, you know, these are the people who see benefit in resolving these issues. Mr. Mugabe is not in a hurry to deal with these issues because he doesn't see anything out of it. If anything, the resolution of the outstanding issues will result in him losing ground if he's going to concede on any of those things. So he's not in a hurry, and we know that he's dictating the pace of things in this inclusive government, even in the whole negotiation process and how these meetings are held. It's at the behest of Mr. Mugabe. He tells them when he's ready to meet them. We understand, we've been told that he tells them essentially when he's ready to meet them, and sometimes when they go for those meetings, they have to wait for him to finish doing certain things. So, you know, he's very much in control of the process, and therefore he's not in a hurry.
Does anyone still take these threats from the MDC seriously, the ultimatums and all?
Well, I mean, Blessing, the risk that you run if you keep on making ultimatums and issuing out threats and you have no mechanism of carrying them out or executing them, you risk becoming a toothless dog which keeps on, you know, barking but without any bite.